After only a few months of existence, the ersatz football league, known as the XFL, is no more. This caused some consternation in the household of Weekend Edition essayist Andy Borowitz.
No one mourned the early demise of the XFL, the brainchild, if you can call it that, of NBC and the World Wrestling Federation. No one, that is, except the executives who took a bath for producing this hideous mutant, and my six-year-old son, Max. Max was an ardent fan of the XFL, possibly because he was under the impression that it was a legitimate sports league rather than a laughable sham. Every Sunday morning, he'd come downstairs in his pajamas, see me reading the sports section, and ask, "How did the New York Hitmen do last night?" Or he'd ask about the exploits of his favorite player who, for reasons known only to some XFL marketing genius, was named He Hate Me. For those over the age of six, however, the XFL was strictly a case of He Don't Watch Me. The league's quick plunge into oblivion did raise one trenchant question, though. With NBC and the WWF failing to achieve their mission of pumping more mindless violence into our culture, what corporate behemoth, if any, would step forward to fill the gap? The answer came in the week just passed. The Walt Disney Company. That's right. The Magic Kingdom announced that it intends, for the first time, to start manufacturing violent video games, or in the charming parlance of that industry, shooter games. These are the games that place the player in a role one normally associates with homicidal maniacs or Charlton Heston. Now, in fairness, Disney's games don't feature actual guns firing actual bullets. There's a puffer that fires air, a gooser that fires blobs of goo, and a froster that freezes its target like a statue, kind of like Al Gore during the debates. But still, it seems that a line has been crossed. In the old Disney films, the shooters were the bad guys, like the hunters who bagged Bambi's mom. If the shooters are going to be the good guys from now on, maybe it's time for Disney to remake some of their so-called classics to reflect this new corporate vision. Remember the Sorcerer's Apprentice segment in Fantasia? Once Mickey sees what those pails and brooms are up to, he can blow them away with a Smith & Wesson. What about the Little Mermaid? Before Ursula can cast any of her evil spells, I'd like to see Ariel say, "Spell this, sucker," and go ballistic on the old witch. And let's not forget Snow White. I'm willing to bet real money that the next remake will feature a dwarf named Uzi. Well, maybe I've let my imagination run away with me. But if Disney's starting with frosters and puffers and goosers, who knows where it all will lead? One thing's for sure, my son Max has a lot to look forward to.
Andy Borowitz writes a weekly online humor column, The Borowitz Report, for Newsweek.com.